Excited to have in the studio with us for this edition of the Community Corner, a friend, Amanda Willis, and her service dog, Little Bit. Amanda, it's good to see you again.
Good to be here. Glad to see you too.
You were diagnosed with diabetes when you were 2 years old, and Little Bit is a service dog that can do what as far as your diabetes goes?
So she can actually sense low blood sugar, and she can alert me about 10 to 15 minutes before a blood test can when my sugar is dropping to avoid a really dangerous low.
This is incredible. Now, we're going to find out more as far as how you trained her and everything, but just right off the bat, you volunteered to come in and help educate us about service animals, and let's get started with, is a service animal the same as emotional support, therapy, comfort, or companion animals?
No, so there's a big difference between those. So a service animal is an animal that is specifically task-trained to help with someone's disability, as opposed to an emotional support animal doesn't have to have any kind of training. They are just there to provide comfort, and they don't have the public access rights that service animals have. And then therapy dogs or therapy animals are animals that go into like nursing homes or hospitals just to provide comfort, but they also don't have necessarily all the public access rights that service dogs have.
Now, the ADA, American Disabilities Act, is there certification required for service dogs?
No. Via the ADA, there's no required certification or registration for service dogs. And in terms of training, they reserve the right to allow handlers to train their own service dogs if they'd like, if they don't want to go through a program or go through a training program.
Okay. Fascinating story about Little Bit. How did you and Little Bit get connected?
So I was looking around rescues kind of everywhere, and I ended up finding this little rescue in South Carolina. And I ended up finding her there. I did a numerous amount of temperament testing on multiple dogs, and she was the one that passed the temperament test with flying colors, and I knew she was the one.
She is such a sweetheart. How did you train her to know when your blood sugar's going up?
So it's a scent-based training. So pretty much what you do is I had like these cotton pads that when my sugar was around 70, I would put the cotton pad in my mouth and let it absorb for about 10 seconds. You then freeze the sample for 2 days and you use it for a scent-based training to train her to alert when she smells that specific scent.
At a dangerous level, you trained her to do what?
She will alert me by putting her paw on my leg, and then if I ignore that, she'll actually start jumping and put both of her front paws up on my abdomen, like, to try to get my attention more. So, in a way, she gets more annoying the more I ignore her.
Now, I notice Little Bit is wearing a vest. Is that something that's required of service dogs?
It is not. The ADA doesn't require that they wear any type of vest or harness specifically. They don't even technically have to be labeled as service dogs, which is why it's important. You know, if you go out in public and you see a dog that doesn't have a vest or doesn't have a harness, don't assume that it's not working. Like, you should always ask before petting or ask before going over to the dog.
Okay.
Because you never know if it's working or not. Because some days, if I'm just taking a quick trip out and I'm not feeling well, I don't really want to have to get her vest and her harness and everything on. I'll just take her out with her leash and collar, and then I have little things that clip around the leash that say service dog, so I'll have that on her, but I won't necessarily put a vest or harness on
her. Okay, so always good to ask.
Yes, always. That's the number one thing I don't think I could stress more, is that you always ask whether you know it's a service dog or not, or if it's a pet or anything. Like, always, always ask.
Now, can service animals be any kind of a breed?
Yes, service animals can be any kind of a breed. Under the ADA, the two animals that actually are allowed to be service animals are dogs and miniature horses.
Now, as far as going into public buildings and so forth, are there any places where a service dog is excluded?
There is nowhere that they can be excluded. Basically, the law is anywhere the general public is allowed, service dogs are allowed. The one exclusion to that are religious buildings. Religious buildings do have the right to not allow service dogs. They also don't have to completely abide by the ADA because they're a religious building. But most places I've been that are religious like that are wonderful, and they are very welcoming of both of us.
Amanda, before we conclude here, any parting thoughts?
Always be slow to approach people that have a service dog. Always talk to the handler, not to the dog. And always, always ask before petting or letting your children pet or anything like that.
Amanda Willis, thank you so much. And thanks for introducing us to Little Bit. What a brilliant dog. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for having me.